Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 results conference call of NBR Auto Components Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining the conference call of NBR Auto Components Limited. I would like to welcome Mr. Pranav Relay, Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinod Kumar, Chief Financial Officer, Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor, Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary of NBR Auto Components Limited. Rajat, sir, over to you.
Good day, everyone. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you attending the Q4 FY23 conference call of NBR Auto Components. It gives me great pleasure to have each one of you here today. Before we dive into the performance discussion, let me provide a brief overview of our company, NBR Auto Components, a proud member of the Rohit Salan Group, specializes in manufacturing seating solutions such as frames and trims for both four-wheeler and two-wheeler vehicles. Presently, we operate three plants, two in Haryana and one in Bangalore, while our fourth plant in Gujarat commenced operations in March 2023. This new addition has expanded our total capacity to 11 lakh units. Our seating solutions are integrated into popular car models such as Brezza, Sierra, Wagoneer, Swift Dzire, Grand Vitara, Jimny, and Toyota Hyryder. In two-wheeler segment, we supply seating arrangements for Suzuki Zixter and Suzuki Xcer. Key operational highlights of Q4 FY23. The company has successfully commissioned Gujarat facility and production of prongs started as per customer timeline. Now let us delve into the financial aspects. It gives us immense pleasure to conclude this fiscal year on a positive note, and we anticipate continued momentum and growth in financial year 2023-2024. Allow me to provide you with some key financial highlights of both Q4 FY23 and FY23. In Q4 FY23, on consolidated basis, our total revenues witnessed a remarkable year-on-year increase of 64.14%, reaching rupees 133.05 crores. This substantial growth in our top line is a direct result of the robust demand for our products. Our EBITDA increased by 89.97% to rupees 13.64 crores, indicating an improvement in operational profitability. Additionally, our EBITDA margins grew from 8.86% to 10.25%. We also achieved a 56.35% increase in profit after tax, amounting to rupees 9.85 crores. Furthermore, our EPS stood at 16.76, reflecting an impressive growth rate of 64.31%. Moving on to the performance highlights for FY23. Our total revenues reached rupees 399.10 crore, making a substantial increase of 66.12%. Meanwhile, our EBITDA stood at rupees 38.04 crores, representing a growth rate of 75.79%. Our EBITDA margin showed slight improvement of 9.53% compared to 9.01% in the previous year. Furthermore, our profit after tax reached rupees 28.20 crore, indicating a notable increase of 85.89%. Notably, our EPS stood at ₹47.27 crore, exhibiting a remarkable growth of 88.78%. It is important to mention that we generated a robust cash flow from operations amounting to ₹48.18 crore. Overall, these financial results highlight our significant growth in revenues, profitability, and net income. The improved EBITDA margins and EPS reflect our commitment to efficient cost management and value creation for our esteemed shareholders. These positive performances metrics depict a healthy financial position for the company. Let's take a moment to discuss the industry landscape and the road ahead. The Indian passenger car market demonstrated remarkable growth, reaching a valuation of $32.70 billion in 2021. Projections indicate that it will achieve a value of ₹54.84 billion by 2027, exhibiting a robust CAGR of over 9% between 2022 and 2027. Moreover, the electric vehicle market in India is estimated to reach ₹50,000 crore, $7.09 billion, by 2025. In light of this, the PLI scheme for automobile and auto components valued at ₹25,938 crore, that is $3.49 billion, is expected to attract investments exceeding ₹42,500 crore, that is $5.74 billion, by 2026. These figures represent significant opportunities for ancillary company like ours. As a provider of seating solutions, we are uniquely positioned within the auto ancillary segment of the automobile industry. The robust demand for four-wheeler passenger vehicles continues to be a key driver of our business growth. Notably, our largest client, Maruti Suzuki, witnessed a robust sale of 19%, selling 9.66 lakh units during FY 2023. We cater to approximately 33% of their seating solution requirement, making us a crucial contributor to their growth trajectory. Similarly, Toyota recorded an impressive year-on-year jump of 41%, selling 1.74 lakh units in FY 2022-23. As a supplier of seating arrangement to Toyota, this further strengthens our growth prospects. Moreover, at the recent Auto Expo 2023, Maruti Suzuki unveiled two exciting new models, Jimny and Fronx, indicating their focus on expanding their SUV segment in India. Given our existing supply of seating arrangement for models like Brezza and Grand Vitara, we anticipate potential new contracts for the aforementioned models, Jimny and Fronx. Similarly, Toyota launched unique version of their regular cars, including the Glenza Sporty Edition with a carbon fiber body kit and matching interior, as well as the hydrogen-powered concept vehicle, the Corolla Cross S2 Concept. Additionally, the Land Cruiser LC300 SUV, one of the most renowned luxury SUVs, was showcased in India for the first time. Based on these developments, we are optimistic about securing our new contracts for the upcoming launches of our key clients. With our expanded capacities, we are well positioned to seize these opportunities and drive revenue growth. Before we proceed to questions and answer session, I would like to express our gratitude to all our stakeholders for their unwavering trust in our company. FY 2023 has been an incredibly successful year, and as a token of our appreciation, we recommend a dividend of 50% and a bonus in the ratio of one equity share for every one share held, rewarding our shareholders for their continued support. We remain dedicated to the growth of our company and eagerly anticipate a remarkable year ahead in FY 2024. Now, I open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Yashwanti Khedkar from Cogent Finvest Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Can we say that our growth is directly linked with the Maruti Suzuki?
Yes, it's directly linked to Maruti Suzuki and Toyota.
And Toyota. So how much of the Maruti Suzuki requirements are made by us?
Sorry?
How much of Maruti Suzuki's requirement are made by us?
About 30 to 35%.
50 to 30%. Any new model has been added to our portfolio, sir?
So we've added the Jimny and the Fronx. That is, the Jimny is yet to start production. The Fronx started production last quarter.
Okay. And anything from Toyota side?
No, there's no new model from Toyota side. So no, we haven't added anything.
We haven't added anything. And so when we operate this Bangalore and a Gujarat plant capacity at a full capacity, what will be the revenue potential?
So the Bangalore plant is about 200 crores and the Gujarat plant at the moment is about 70 to 80 crores. Then there's a new model coming next year which will enhance that significantly.
Which model is coming, sir?
So that's a new car. So once I think Maruti reveals it, then we'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, sir. So normally, what is the process of getting any new model into our portfolio? How much time does it take?
So I think from acquiring the business to production is about a 2-year lag, 1.5 to 2-year lag.
1.5 year to 2 year lag. Okay.
It depends on if we're setting up a new facility, then it's a bit longer. If it's an existing model, then it's a little shorter.
But right now, with all of our new modernized facility, I think we can do anything for any model of any company, right, sir?
Any new model that comes, I think we should be able to do it.
We should be able to do it. Okay. So then, in the quarter four, we have seen the margin of 10%, while overall, for the full year, it is 9% and all figure. So what is the margin guidance you would like to do give going forward?
So I think we're going to stick to 10% going forward.
10%? You can maintain the 10%?
Yes, we'll stick to 10%.
Sir, and the last question, you recommended a dividend of 50% respecting all the shareholders. Would the trend will continue going forward?
So our policy is to give 10% of our profits. I think we're going to stick to that going forward.
Okay. That's it from my side right now. I will come back in a few.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Himani Ubhan from Suraj Enterprises. Please go ahead. Himani, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Please proceed.
Yeah, my first question is...
Please ask.
What is total capacity and what was capacity utilized during this year?
So, the NCR capacity is about 600,000 sets. We used about 80% of it. Bangalore capacity is about 250,000 sets. The production started late, but by the last few months, we were also at 80% of it. And Gujarat has just started. So, there was almost no capacity used last year.
Okay. And please share production value for four-wheelers and two-wheelers.
I don't have that at the top of my head, but I can share that with you later.
Okay. Do you see raw material pressure on margin?
No. So whatever raw material up and down is indexed for us, so we get that from the customer. So So in absolute terms, there should be no impact on it.
Okay. And is any new client added to our client portfolio?
No new client at the moment.
Okay. And my last question is, can we say our growth is directly linked with Maruti Suzuki? How much of Maruti Suzuki requirements are met by us?
So our growth is, yes, it is directly linked by Maruti Suzuki and Toyota, and we supply about 33% of the needs.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's
thank
it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepika Chadda from Cogent Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, what is the revenue potential on full capacity utilization of Bangalore and Gujarat plant?
So I don't want to give a guidance for now, but it should be closer to 500 or 600 crores, if not more. It should be approximately 500 or 600 crores.
Okay. And what is our working capital cycle?
1 second. Sorry. 45 to 60 days.
Okay. So what was the capex for FY23 and any further plans for future?
So yes, we actually, for FY23, we did 30 crores in Bangalore, about 20 crores in Gujarat. And then in addition to that, we bought property in Kharkoda, where Maruti Suzuki is expected to set up their new facility.
Okay. You recommended a dividend of 50% for FY23. So can we expect the same for the current year?
So we'll stick to giving about 10% of our profit as dividend.
Okay. So when we add Gujarat plant, what will be the new revenue opportunity?
I think I already answered that. The Gujarat facility should add another 70 to 80 crores in revenue for the next fiscal. And the Bangalore facility should have the full year kick in.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Rahul Mishra from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Could you just tell us how, in terms of the number of sets that you sold in the quarter?
So for the year, we sold about 600,000. For the quarter, it'll be, let me just stop. Let me get back to you. For last quarter was 184,000.
Okay. And capex plan for F24, please?
Capex for next year should be another 30 to 40 crores.
This will be in Gujarat?
It will be in Gujarat because we have a new model coming up. That's a high value model.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Siddesha from Money Entry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. And first of all, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. I have few questions related to our operations and future capex plans and all. So first of all, related to the sets, I think you have answered around 600,000 sets for the full year. So can you give us a bifurcation or how much for the Maruti and how much was for the Toyota?
For last quarter, as in full year. Okay, so for Toyota, for the Bangalore, we've done about 90,000. And for NCR, we've done 5,10,000. For Bangalore, it goes for Grand Vitara and High Rider. So we don't have the exact bifurcation for that.
Okay. So in Toyota portfolio, are we doing only High Rider, correct?
Yeah, we're doing the High Rider and the Urban Cruiser.
An Urban Cruiser. But Urban Cruiser is the old model.
Yeah, it's the Brezza.
Yeah, the old Brezza one.
Yeah, and the Grand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the Grand Vitara and High Rider are the same.
Yeah.
Basically. So are we planning to expand into more into Toyota's other cars?
So we're planning to expand to other OEMs, but once something happens, then we'll let you know.
So it's almost 3 to 4 quarters you are telling you are in talks with other OEMs, but you won't be expanding with Toyota apart from this common shared product.
So there's no opportunity coming with Toyota in the near term, but if something comes later, then we will definitely try to expand our portfolio.
Okay. The high value model you have just talked about for the Maruti, which is coming up. So by when it's going into production?
I think that is 2024, maybe July, August, September. I don't know the exact date, but it's something like that.
Okay. So I don't think company has launched currently this model.
No, it's a new model.
Okay. So in terms of Maruti, in our current inventory, so, any updates on the new models for the current set of vehicles? Like we have seen very frequent updates in the recent months, recent last 1.5 years from Maruti. So, any update on like older model like Wagonar and all, which is our primary, I think will be the primary product for us?
They're stable, they're doing well.
Okay. So, can you just give the idea about the price difference between the price of a, let's say, a Wagonar seating set and High Rider or Grand Vitara seating set?
So, I can't give numbers at the moment, when premium features like artificial leather comes, then our content significantly shoots up.
Okay. So now we are seeing more and more models are coming up with the heated and ventilated seats and all. So are we equipped to match the demand? I think
yes.
Currently in your portfolio, only the High Rider and Grand Vitara will be coming with this features.
So I think that will be in a year or two, but yes, we've already got orders for that.
So we have enough capacity for this?
Have enough capacity. And in addition, we have enough capacity.
Okay. And last question. So if you tell you are planning capex of around 30 crore in FY24, so are we can expect in this year FY20 you did around 20 to 30 crore, next year planning 20 to 30 crore. So this trend will continue for next, let's say, 4 or 5 years?
So it depends on how much business we acquire and what more do we want to do. So I don't know if the trend is going to continue. It might increase. It depends all on our growth.
Yeah, that is there, definitely. But the way you are getting business from the Maruti and how aggressively Maruti is working currently, so this can be a trend.
Yeah, for our existing business, yes. But we want to add new customers and new products, so that might increase once we do that.
Okay. And just one additional question. So from the Maruti front, how much time period we have to supply once they give the order? So I think it will be a continuous process, but how they are sending the requirements? So let's say for one model, let's say you are building for a set for the Wagonar, and they are all of a sudden comes demand for the Brezza. So how quickly it can change the production, and what's the normal sort of demand?
No, normally it's stable. It depends, like sometimes there's shocks like semiconductor, but we have a production planning department to address that.
Okay. Also, any update on your BIW department?
No updates for now.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Suyash Singh from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I wanted to ask is what is your spend on technology? Do we have any tie-up for technology?
Yes, so we have three joint venture partners. We have Toyota Bosuku, Toyo Seeds, and I think Hayashi Telempu that we take our technology from.
Okay. And sir, with the volatile raw material prices, so what any do we use any strategies or hedge contracts or any such?
No, so our raw material prices are fully indexed. So when there's an uptake or a downtake, our customer pays for it. It has no impact on our profitability.
Achha, okay. And sir, considering the PLI scheme for automobile and auto components, what role do you anticipate that NDR will be playing in attracting investments and capitalizing on opportunities?
So we have not applied for the PLI scheme, but we're always looking for new opportunities.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Yashwanti Khedkar from Cogent Finvest Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, as per your notice on the BSE about your surge in seizure operation, has the production affected during the period?
Sorry, can you repeat? I can't hear you.
With regard to the notice about the surge in seizure operation at companies and the factory end, is there any production affected then during that period?
No, no production was affected.
Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Rahul Mishra from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Any update or clarification on the whole income tax matter, please?
Yeah. The search operations were conducted by the Income Tax Department under Section 132 of the Income Tax Act at company's corporate office and factory at Pathredi from May 19 to May 22. The impact, if any, will be assessed during the proceedings in the matter.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Kishore S, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I have two questions. So one is with respect to further expansion of business within your core customers. Are you looking at adding any either new models or programs or any improvement in wallet share by getting into other components?
So we're looking at both. We're looking to add new models also, and we're looking to add new products also. Once there's an update, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay. Thank you. And my second question was, given that, there is sort of a two company structure, if you can call it that, in terms of how we eventually serve the OEM, which is Maruti. So what's your thinking as the management in terms of the long term, where you want to capture how much of the top line and bottom line?
Sorry, can you repeat the first part of the question?
So since you sort of have a two-level companies where you have a sister concern as well, through which you finally supply to Maruti. Is there any sort of philosophy or thinking that you are following in terms of where you want to capture how much of your top line and bottom line that you get from the customer?
So we've divided the processes between the two. From NDR, we want to do more customers and more products. So, and BSL is a more interior Maruti-focused company.
Okay, so can we take it that going forward, you know, on the seating system side, bulk of it will get captured in NDR?
The bulk will get captured in NDR through BSL, and then NDR will do some of the processes.
Got it. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Siddhesh Shah from Money Entry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one follow-up question from the previous participant. So as you mentioned, BSL is more focused on Maruti. So it will remain focused on the Maruti because it's as it's a joint venture between you and Maruti. Is this correct?
Yes.
So you can't produce anything from BSL for other OEMs?
So we'll do that through NDR.
Okay. And for the other OEMs, what BSL is doing, that will also you will be doing through the NDR. Correct? If I'm getting it right.
I didn't understand that.
So you are supplying frames to the BSL, and BSL is doing the foaming and other parts. Correct?
Yes.
So if another OEM is coming on board, so that part will be also taken care by the NDR operation.
So other OEMs, we will try to do the full seat and we'll try to do the seat components.
Correct. Okay. Got it. Thanks for the clarity.
Thank you.
We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Kishore S., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
I think most of my questions have been answered, but I was just wondering if there is any assessment that's been done by the management in terms of the recent IT operations that were conducted. Any further visibility over and above what you've already said that you can provide at this point?
The search operations were recently concluded on May 22nd only. So any impact, if any, will be assessed during the proceedings in the matter. We cannot comment on that right now.
Okay, thank you. That is it.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dinesh Bhatia from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead. Dinesh, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello.
So please go ahead with your question. Mr. Bhatia? As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Rahul Mishra from RCL Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks again. So apart from Maruti and Toyota, have you made any headway with any other OEM? We don't need names or anything, but any color that you could provide, any direction would be very helpful.
So we've got one or two RFQs, but that is a long-run process. Maybe it'll take one or two quarters if something pans out.
Okay, and generally, do you get pushback because you're so closely aligned with Maruti and Toyota?
Not at all.
Okay. Anything with Mahindra Tata?
So again, I thought we said we're not taking names.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just tried my luck. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddhesh Shah from Money Entry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry for the coming once again in the queue. Few more questions related to two-wheelers. I think one of the previous participants has asked for the breakup between two-wheelers and four-wheelers, right? So have you got the number?
So I think two-wheelers about maybe 40 to 60 crores of our revenue comes from the two-wheelers.
40 to 60 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. So in two-wheeler front also, are we expanding to any other OEMs other than Suzuki?
So we want to focus more on the four-wheeler segment at the moment. And then we want to focus more on adding products for now in the four-wheeler segment.
Okay. So two-wheeler, that is only a demand from the Suzuki that will continue. Apart from that, we are not focusing anything on the major on the two-wheeler front.
We are looking at one or two opportunities, but it's very nascent.
Okay. Like this, because two-wheeler is like hotting up with a lot of new models and all. So that's why I was wondering, so are we focusing or not? Okay.
So we are looking at it, but it's very nascent.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Sarvesh Bodani, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Congrats on the good set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to confirm that for Q4, you said you sold 1,84,000 units. So that translates to a realization of around 7,000 per unit, while for the full year you are at 6,500. So would you say this realization is more sustainable? You said there are some other higher value orders also possible in FY24.
No, I think this is sustainable. So the segment is a little cyclical. Q4 tends to be the best, but going forward, I think we should be able to sustain this number since Jimny and Prongs are started. So maybe in a quarter or two, we'll be able to sustain this number.
All right. And sir, on the Gujarat unit, you said that you will achieve break-even in the second half of the financial year in an earlier phone call. So do you stick to that?
Yes, we stick to that.
And what could be the ramp-up schedule? So will we be hitting 60-70% by the end of FY24?
Yeah, I think we should be comfortably doing that.
Thanks, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dinesh Bhatia from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead. Dinesh, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. Dinesh Bhatia, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead. As there's no response from the current participant, we'll move on to the next. That is on the line of Kishore S., an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, a couple of questions regarding your future growth avenues. I was wondering if in your plans, you plan to go into the off-highway segment at all at any point of time?
So that's something we're evaluating. Once something happens, we'll let you know.
Okay. On similar lines, again, does our product lend itself to exports at all, given that, you know, a lot of people are looking to source more and more from India? Is that an opportunity that's available for us?
So that whole off-highway commercial vehicle exports, we're evaluating that as well, but nothing has happened. Nothing has materialized for now.
Got it. Understood. And similarly, sir, again, are there typically, you know, adjacencies which are similar products or components that perhaps can open up higher share of wallet even with our existing customers? Can you talk about which would those opportunities be?
So we're going to be working towards expanding our BIW segment also. Once something happens, we'll let you know.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The The next question is from the line of Chetan Dhruva, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. So I had one question on the guidance you had given earlier, that you said you can sustain these levels going forward. Was that with reference to the revenue you did in March 23 or the rate that the participant talked about?
No, I think the run rate.
Run rate, okay. So second question, follow on is, can we assume this Q4 revenue that you have done as a base, and because a new model is coming in, and should we see that from QOQ we will see some growth on top of this, or should we look at it as a whole year and extrapolate?
So I can't comment anything on the OEM volumes. If there's some cyclicality which makes it go down, then, you know, that's something that's not in our control.
Okay, but you see at least the current momentum sustaining.
Yeah, as long as there's no chip shortage or some other reason, then I think this should be okay.
Okay, that's nice. So like something like a 130 CR plus is what we can look at going forward, if there is no other extraneous factor. Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir, and good luck for the future quarters.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gopal Chandak for his closing comments.
Limited. If you
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chandak, we were not able to hear your closing remarks.
Yeah, hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir, please proceed.
Yeah, thanks everyone for joining the conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited. If you have any query, you can write us to at research@irinadvisors.com. And once more, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.